This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up. We can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're going, and you know that all you have to do is say a minute, just take your time.
Say hello. Victoria, say hello.
Please. Hello.
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 Victoria, say hello, please.
Hello. Hello, please.
Hi. Yeah, there you go. Jennifer, say hello, please.
Hello, please.
Hello, hello. All right, we're setting you up for a good day. That's the idea here with the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. And you might say after I tell you the story I'm about to tell you, by the way, we're going to help those women who are pregnant. This is for those who don't know it. This is the annual Pregnancy Appreciation Day. And so we're going to have a pregnancy counselor with us in a few minutes named Heather Burt. We'll talk about pregnancy services, counselors, that sort of thing. I think it'll be an ear-opening experience. That's my aim anyway. Whenever I have somebody on who is a specialist in a field, let's open up your ears and open up your mind. That's really kind of what I'm trying to do here, trigger you intellectually and emotionally. I'm trying to pay attention to what it is that really... I'll be right up front. Emotion is what rules the day with me. And when I bring Jennifer and Victoria in to a conversation and Kara as well, it usually is to not only have us tell their stories, have us all tell our stories, but to get an emotion out of the story. And thus, these two ladies who died over the weekend, and you're going to say, oh, this is a sad story. Well, in a way it is, but in a way it isn't. They were twins. 97-year-old Jean Haley and her sister, Martha Williams, came into the world together 97 years ago, and Saturday night they went out together.
Wow.
They were at a party, and they left. They both drove their own vehicles at 97.
Good for them.
They walked out of the, this was from Barrington, so they were at a party in Barrington, Rhode Island. They walked out of the house, and it was freezing cold. They fell down and became stranded, and they couldn't get up. And so they froze.
They both fell?
They both fell. One of them fell, and the other one fell, trying to pick the other one up.
Aww.
They fell down, and they froze to death.
Wow.
Oh. Now, that's horrible in and of itself, but when you think about it, the daughters of both of the twins said that they had been so close. They lived next door to each other. They had spent their lives together. Their husbands were great friends. They had a great family relationship. And even though the families have to be in pain, think about that. Think about how you have lived your life. And as twins, these women were together for all of their 97 years. And even though I'm looking at something from one of the daughters who said that the women had quite different personalities, her mother, this is Susan Williams, said her mother was pure and innocent while her aunt was mischievous and humorous. But there's video online. You can see the story of the two of them. They made a whole complete person, said their children. And they had gone out to a little dinner and party. They would go together to a restaurant in Seekonk, which is not very far from where they lived. And they were extraordinary as far as I can see. It is kind of a... It just, that sort of stuff doesn't make me sad. It makes me happy.
Well, not many of us get to die alone, right? Not many of us get to die with someone. I'm sorry.
No, and not many of us get to be 97.
Most of us don't get to be 97 and go out of the planet probably with the person we love most. So.
Yeah. So there's something to be said for that.
Bittersweet, I guess, would be
that.
Yeah.
You'd rather that they were on the beach or something, and one of them, maybe one of them went out for a swim and was drowning, and the other went out to try to save her, and drown. I mean, I'm trying to come up with, with a better scenario than freezing. I guess there isn't one. But it's the quality of our lives, isn't it? When you get right down to it, think about the quality of your life, how you're living your life every single day. Are you doing the best you can? Are you a good husband? Are you a good wife? Are you a good father? Are you a good mother? Are you a good sister? Are you a good brother? Are you a good workmate? Are you doing your best? And that's what I would say by looking at the story that was told by their children, that they lived their life to the fullest and to the best. And they were capable of rendering goodness to each other. And yet, how many of us think about our families and fighting that we do in our families with our brothers and our sisters and things like, what a waste of time. And I mean, I think, frankly, fighting is a big waste of time no matter what it is, because what does it get you? Nothing. It's all about ego and control. Mm. And it brings you to no place that's good. So use these women as an example of how to best live our lives. And there's always the stories, you know, at their funerals. I'm sure there's going to be some great stories about them. People will talk about them. But just the fact that they were together most of their lives and they died together. It's just, there's something about, is it kismet? What's the right word that I'm looking for in this circumstance that applies to where
I
we go?
Kismet would work.
How
right.
we get there.
I think we can all take inspiration from these women being 97 and still going out and having fun and living their life. I think
driving their own cars.
Yeah, something that we can all aspire to do.
Yep. All right, that's good. 13 past the hour. Speaking of aspiration, if you have a person in your life who's pregnant, or if you're contemplating pregnancy, it's Counselor Appreciation Day. And so we'll talk to someone who is just cut out of that cloth as we honor pregnancy counselors today, March the 7th, and that'll happen in just a couple of minutes here on the DJB Experience.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, coming up on 15 after the hour with DJV, we have Heather Burt with us, who is a counselor herself, executive director with Bethany Services, which provides benefits and services as pregnancy counselors to young women. I would imagine, I don't know. I don't want to assume anything, Bethany. Tell us about the services that pregnancy counselors offer. Are they for both men and women, or are they just for women?
They are for both. Thanks so much for having me this morning. But they are. So what pregnancy counselors do is they come alongside women and men who are facing unintended pregnancies. And that is, we estimate about 37% of births in the United States are unintended or unplanned pregnancies at this point.
So
go ahead.
No, I think what the, in the interest of, and I'm going to bring all the women who are participating in this program with me on board here, I wouldn't claim to be an expert in this. I know that I have, and I've actually fortunately not ever had to face this option, but if I did, I would be asking, and I've had this conversation on the air many times, the idea is to bring the baby to term and to adopt, if that's what you can arrange that. That would be my preference, but I'm not the person that owns the body where the baby is growing. So I'm guessing that you have lots of different things that you bring to women if they're lucky enough to find you. I guess maybe that's the first thing. When somebody gets into a situation where they're wondering what to do with a baby, how do they find people like you?
Sure, and that's part of what this is about, is how do they find us? And so our pregnancy counselors really come alongside, you know, women and men through this journey. And, you know, what Bethany seeks to do is provide counseling so that they can look at all their options. And, you know, sadly, many of these men and women don't even know that adoption is the way it is today, where they have an option where they can have ongoing contact with their child. And so they can find us by coming to our website, which is impregnant.org. That's impregnant.org. And our counselors really seek to help them make the best decision that's right for their children. And so it really is their decision, and it's the one that they can look at it from all directions and make sure that they, you know, that they've looked at it and they can consider the pros and cons.
All right,
I think it's kind of interesting that, and I love that you actually focus on the men, because many times men are left out of this decision process, right? Because it's about the woman and her body.
Absolutely.
I guess I'm just curious as to what percentage of men are people that are visiting this, and what specific resources are offered to your male clients in that respect.
I think that's a great question. I don't have an actual percentage, but Bethany really seeks to involve them and engage them. You know, one of the things that we do is when they would come to us, as a mom comes to us, you know, we look and talk about, tell us about the expectant dad. Is he aware of the pregnancy? Is he aware of what your plans are? And we look to make sure that he's a part of the process. You know, many of our moms may say he's not aware. And so it depends on the state law. Each of our states are very different. You know, I know in the state that I'm in, we can't move forward if he's not a part of it. But even, you know, Bethany has separate case files and things like that for them. So we have to follow the state law, but we seek to have them be part of the counseling process. That's really important to Bethany, that they are a part of this. You know, from our perspective, it's important to that child. You know, they're the other half of that child's
life. How do you try to prevail with them, though? What kind of, I mean, it's got to be different. Everybody's different. So how do you counsel them or bring them around so that this becomes an important part of the decision making, so they feel like they're an important part of it?
We try to engage them and try and help them understand, you know, that this is their child too. And what, again, just like we do with the mom, we would talk with them about what is, they think is important for the child. You know, I mean, I can go back into my career and say that I've had stories where a dad has actually decided to parent and the mom has said, okay, that's fine if that's what you want to do. You know, they've
take
worked
the baby.
Out there.
The father takes the baby after the child's born.
The father has decided to parent. So it's worked out in a number of different ways. Or they've decided to parent together, or they've decided to place the child together, and they've come alongside and identified the family together. And I've got cases where the dad actually has more contact with the adoptive family than the mom does. So, you know, I think as a counselor, you seek to work together with them to come up with what they think is the right decision for the child. You know, I think this day is about focusing on these counselors who do really hard work to come alongside and support these individuals who are making a very difficult and critical decision on behalf of a child. Mm-hmm. And they've got a lot of people speaking into their lives and telling them what they should do. And
right,
what they need is somebody to help them think through, what do you think is the right thing to do? How do you advocate for them and help them think through all the information? Because it is their decision and their child, and they don't need a lot of people, you know, telling them.
Harping at them, right, exactly.
Helping,
all right, so the website is impregnant.org, I-M-P-R-E-G-N-A-N-T, impregnant.org, to get more information on Pregnancy Counselor Appreciation Day and what pregnancy counselors have to offer if you're in that circumstance. Heather Burt, thank you for being here, 21 after the hour.
Hey, Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
City of stars, are you shining just for me? City of stars, there's so much that I can't see.
Did he need singing lessons, or was he able to sing before the movie, Ryan Gosling? Do I know?
It doesn't sound like he got singing lessons. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, but it sounds like he was au naturel.
Don't forget, he was in the Mickey Mouse Club, and he did a bunch of childhood stuff, and they sang a lot on that. So I'm sure he had a little bit of training.
So he was like with Timberlake and that bunch?
Yeah.
In the Mickey Mouse Club? Over
Britney Spears,
yep. Yeah, he was the same. Yeah, same class, right?
Around that time, yeah.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? All right, so this is Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone singing from La La Land, City of Stars. And there was an announcement made yesterday that La La Land in concert, which is basically aimed at celebrating the film, is going to come to the Hollywood Bowl May 26th and 27th, Jen. The live shows will be conducted by Justin Hurwitz, the composer who won a couple of Academy Awards for his work on the movie's music. There's a 100-piece symphony orchestra, a choir, a jazz ensemble, thank you, all song.
Thank you.
And then they have the original vocal recordings, but the performances will not be of Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, and John Legend. I'm guessing there's going to be actors that are going to be using the music, but it's more of a show, right, a play. Is that what you get out of this?
I think what they're going to do is screen the movie, aren't they? They're using the. I thought they were using the actual voices of Ryan and Emma Stone. So I guess they're figuring it out how they're going to stage this. Interesting.
What if when you get to the Hollywood Bowl, they start showing Moonlight when you arrive?
Right.
Cute. Yeah. They're also going to play it, in Atlanta, San Diego, San Antonio, Nashville, Washington, and other cities as well. And then it's going to go over to England. It'll play in Mexico and Italy and Turkey and Switzerland and Canada. So I'm thinking this is not, if they've got a 100-piece symphony orchestra there, they've got people who are, there's something else going on besides the movie. It has to be.
There's probably dance numbers and stuff, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing. Yeah right. Right,
a lot of times at the Hollywood Bowl, they'll do like the music of the Sound of Music or something, where they may show clips of the film in conjunction with the music.
Right.
All right, those of you who are interested in where Gladys Knight is these days, she has, remember, Gladys and the Pips. She's a fabulous, and still actually a fabulous performer. She says being married to a Western North Carolina native has turned her into a country girl, and she's hoping to turn that new affection into possibly the best thing that's ever happened in Canton, North Carolina. The local newspaper there, that's near Asheville, by the way, reports that she and a fellow named Billy McDowell, who comes from Canton, have launched a fundraising campaign for the Reynolds Community Center at the site of Reynolds High School. They want to raise $5 million to renovate the school, which was constructed in 1930, and they stopped using it in 1966. It was the only black high school in western North Carolina, west of Asheville. And so they're going to completely redo it, and it will then provide a lot of services, a music center, counseling for those who have drug and alcohol addiction, that sort of thing. So good for her. I love
great.
It when celebrities put their talents to use for things like that and acknowledge what's going on in the communities where
yep.
they live. I don't know how old. Gladys Knight is every bit as old as I am, if not older. So, in fact, she's still at it. She has, you know, we've talked about this a lot. Some of the aging rock stars or the aging performers don't have their voices anymore, and they can't quite make it all happen. That's not the case with her. Believe me, I would go 100 miles to see her in concert. She still has got it. Gladys Knight at 28 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Do you expect your Warren Miranda to be perfect angel all the time? Do you think your Manx will never have a day's lapse in behavior? They're not built to obey like machines, nor should you want them to. If you do, you may be expecting something of your pet that he can't deliver. No matter how demanding an animal's training has been and how completely in control you think he is, a normal pet will not respond perfectly more than 80% of the time. Your pet doesn't deserve 20 to life for chewing, mouthing, stealing, or even digging holes. Now, none of these offenses should be applauded, of course, but it just isn't that serious. Part of being a good pet therapist, as well as a conscientious pet guardian, is to learn to distinguish the real danger signs from those passing trends that you can easily handle. With the proper preventative medicine, love, and attention, the solutions to these problems are easy. You should be able to take care of them without any problems whatsoever. Just remember that when our dogs make mistakes, it's no different than our kids or ourselves. No one's perfect. Sometimes you just have to overlook those little errors. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
Imagine yourself on a boat drifting on the cool, clear water. You haven't a care in the world because the boat is protected by Progressive. You are the skipper of the SS Feelgood, and you're setting sail for Happy Town, where you're the mayor. Mayor Skipper, long may he reign.
Put your mind at ease. Protect your boat with insurance from Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
No crickets here. Lots of people interested in what we have for beliefs have gathered together on the DJV Experience. Three wonderful women who have different backgrounds, and the idea is to leave you feeling broad-minded. If I can get that from people as they listen to this program, I'll feel like I have done my job. There is discovery going on here every day. I hope you feel that. A lot of fun, but we're discovering a lot of different ideas. And that's how the world gets changed. We've all had a lot of time to think about Hidden Figures, the movie, and what those three women did. Today, or actually the month of March, for those of you who didn't know, is Women's History Month. And it's very interesting to see the folks at LEGO who have become, boy, these guys, have they figured out how to reinvent themselves? Really, man, do they know promotion? They know how to come up with ideas. So anyway, and not even an American company. They're from Denmark. Anyway, so they announced that they are releasing a Women of NASA set that will inspire certainly a whole new generation of people. And I think that that's most, I guess I'm thinking, you hear me stumbling about this, because my experience with Lego is that it pretty much was for boys. And that's so wrong, because girls are interested not to be encouraged to do the same thing with their mind that boys are. But I think for a long time, it has been one of those things. Do you agree? Did you play with Legos when you were little, Jennifer?
A little bit. I actually played a lot with, like, Lincoln Logs, because I'm an old hag.
I played with Lincoln Logs, too, Jen. You're cool.
Yeah, no, Lincoln Logs are cool. What about you, Victoria?
My brother had a ton of Lego, but you're right. It's not necessarily gender specific, but it does seem to, for whatever reason, it does seem to be aimed more towards boys.
So I don't
really remember playing much with Lego much at all.
Now they do a ton of girl sets.
Yeah.
Which feature, not necessarily that we should, you know, I know the target aisles don't say girls or boys, but they feature sets of Legos that are probably more directed at girls with their interest in stuff, building houses and, you know, stores.
Well, this one, Jennifer, this particular set has Margaret Hamilton, Katherine Johnson, Sally Ride, Nancy Grace Roman, and Mae Jennison. These are all figurines. They're all part of what the women of NASA are all about. And so this is a fabulous way, it seems to me, to come up with a way to not only memorialize these women, but give people creative idea. Okay, so you put together those figures, but maybe you come up with other figures or other ideas. It would seem to me that I'd like to dig deeper in this for a second. Jennifer, is your mother your role model in terms of women, or do you have other role models?
Oh, definitely. I mean, she's one of them. I have role models from all walks of life. But
any of the astronauts? Did you get to know any of the astronauts or a lot about the astronauts?
I met a couple of the male.
But not the women.
Astronauts, right. I think that I haven't met any female, but I would say in my life, I was in fourth grade when Krista McAuliffe went up. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. 1986. What about you, Victoria? Women role models.
Oh, I have a lot of female role models in like Jen said, in various industries and things like that. I mean, my mom certainly is a role model as a mom, but you know, career wise, I have other mentors and
like who?
Well, Kate White, who was the former editor-in-chief of Cosmo magazine, she was a wonderful mentor for me, and I just absolutely adored her. It's not just about females, though. I mean, Richard Branson is probably my ultimate idol. I'm obsessed with him. So, there's so many people that I...
Now, isn't that interesting? Because most women would think, and even I did as I was thinking, okay, I'm going to ask the ladies who their role models are, that women would pick women, and why would we think that? That's a foolish, sort of almost silly sexual, sexist approach to it. Why wouldn't men have women? I will tell you that there probably have been more women that have influenced my life than men, for sure. And so why can't it be the other way around? Why can't it be that women are influenced by men?
I don't see it as a gender thing. I just see it as an individual, you know, an individual's accomplishment.
Yeah, you know what? That's one of the problems that I think we have that we ought to think more about. We do tend to be more, I don't know if gender specific is the term, but we tend to be gender functionals. We look upon things in this box.
Yeah.
And
well, it's easier to understand for a lot of people. It's easy to just pink or blue. You know, I mean, it's just people don't.
Well, I do this program on the American Family Farmer that airs on a lot of these same stations every weekend. And there are more and more women who are becoming farmers who are taking on the roles that their father may have had on the farm, but they are maybe only children or the brothers don't want it, so they take on that role, and they're doing a fabulous job. But they learn from their fathers the same as their brothers learn from
their
fathers.
My cousin Mike did. He married a woman who had 6 children. He adopted 5 of them, and they were 5 boys and 1 girl. And the girl is the one that's going into farming. She even did a couple of classes. She went to ag school and learned, and obviously on-the-job training. And she's the one that's going into farming, aside from the boys in the family.
Why did he only adopt 5 of them?
Because the other one was older. He was already 18, okay. I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll leave the kid out. I don't like that kid. Throw him out.
I know. No, he was already older.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of farms, time for our daily food report. It's food news time, brought to you by the folks that bring you tasty, 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 tasty with an I. Tastylee.com is the website for these tomatoes that we've all been trying, we've all been enjoying, we've all been making salads, we've been making pasta. Does that sound like a New England? Pasta sauce. Pasta sauce.
That too.
That too. Wow. With these vine-ripened tomatoes that have more lycopene than any other brands. And lycopene is a powerful antioxidant. Are you a recipe cooker? Jennifer, I've only eaten at your house once, and that was that party. I don't know.
You know, I cook a lot, and yes, sometimes I will use recipes, but most of the time I'm very lucky that I have that sixth sense and just kind of throwing things together, and I don't have to do a lot of measuring and stuff, which I like.
Yeah.
But yeah, actually, I did a little cooking with my tomatoes this weekend.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Victoria?
Oh, I love to cook. Those tomatoes are just incredible. I sliced one yesterday, and I was about to put it on a sandwich, and I tasted it, and it's incredible. It has a sweetness to it.
Yeah, they taste like tomatoes. They don't taste like just
right. And there's icky. And I hate when you cut into a tomato and it's like all white in the middle, you know, and it's very mealy. I don't like that. And they're always the big hothouse ones that have no flavor. And these are just the opposite. I mean, these are just so juicy and such a dark red color on the inside. They're really amazing. And I come from the Garden State. New Jersey gets crapped on a lot, but we do have really good tomatoes in New Jersey.
Fabulous farms. Southern and Western New Jersey, fabulous farms.
Yeah.
Great.
And we're known for our tomatoes, and these are absolutely some of the best I've ever had.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to be known for your tomatoes, you might want to go to tastywithanI-lee.com. Tasty Lee tomatoes are available at your favorite grocery store. You can order them and they ship them to you. That's how we got them. This is a big name now in tomatoes, and tomatoes are an important staple for health. It's great in salads. We're eating more and more salads, that kind of stuff. I know I certainly am. So, and by the way, they have a lot of healthy recipes, too, and fresh ways to use their tomatoes. So visit tasty-lee.com. That's tasty-lee.com. Tasty Lee Tomatoes, a great way for you to celebrate your enthusiasm for good, healthy food. Speaking of that, in the food news today, maybe you think about eggs. I got eggs on my mind. I'm staying with my friends Jack and Mary Stockwell, who are very health conscious. They run a clinic and a chiropractic office here in Salt Lake City. And Jack and I have been friends for a long, long time. And one of the things I get when I come here is a lot of education about food. And Mary loves eggs, and I don't. So last night we were talking about she's going to make me a shake this morning with raw eggs.
Oh, good luck.
Yeah, right, exactly. If she had, but she said to me, and she's right, if she hadn't told me there was raw eggs in them, I never would have known.
You would never know.
No, I wouldn't. But important things here. One of the things that I had tested yesterday with the new heart machine that Jack has is the stridency of my heart and the valves in my heart and the various chambers in my heart. And this machine that they have will tell you where you're needing certain things, the foods that you're needing to strengthen parts of your heart. And protein is a very important thing to have. We all know that. I don't get enough protein because I don't eat meat. And so that's why they're on me to eat eggs. So I was nosing around and trying to find some reason to add eggs back into my diet. Last year there was that whole thing about cholesterol not being a nutritional concern, and that is Jack's philosophy, that cholesterol, the good and the bad, is not what a lot of mainstream doctors want you to think. They did advise that you shouldn't always look at one size to fit all. In other words, we all have different bodies and that sort of thing. But one thing that you need to know is that eggs are good for you. You need to have pure butter if you're going to use it. The more pure you can get. Blood cholesterol is affected by eggs, for sure. And if you consume a lot of high cholesterol foods, you still have to be, you know, sort of cognizant about what you're going to put in the rest of your diet. Diet is always a concern. And so there are those who, like me, have started to think about egg whites when it comes to this sort of thing. You can heal your heart just by using egg whites, not necessarily eggs with the yolk, although Mary would argue that. She said that the yolks
were
too tough.
There's so many nutrients in the egg yolk. I mean, I was an egg white girl for so long,
yeah,
and I've been working with a nutritionist because I've got a lot of health stuff I'm figuring out.
Yeah.
And like you said with the butter, it was funny. She said, do you ever use butter? And I said, no, not really. And she said, well, I want you to start using butter, but it has to be grass-fed from Ireland. And I said, well, actually, if I am going to have butter, that is the kind that I do like. So that makes a difference. Yeah,
yep.
Kerrygold, exactly. So I'm like, well, that makes a big difference, and it tastes incredible. And then she also said, you've got to start eating the whole egg. And she said the healthiest ways to eat eggs are either poached or soft-boiled.
Well, that's what I thought. I don't want anything soft. There's nothing
I know, you don't like the runny. I know.
I can't stand that.
Yeah.
So if I poach
an egg hard, that's how I do. I don't like the runny either.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. We'll do that. And so therefore, we have helped a lot of people think about their cholesterol and eggs and butter. How's that for breakfast time? At 46 past the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now, HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printers are only $99.99.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now get an HP OfficeJet Pro 6968 printer for only $99.99. Valid on SKU 2256781 ends 3/11/17.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's get to the sports news. Biff and Biff. Biff Horn and Biff Keelan. So let's see, how do we divide this up here? How about soccer? Who's I think Victoria.
Oh, that's
you're
all
soccer.
Victoria. I'll take soccer. Yep.
All right, take soccer. There we go.
Well, the controversy around, you know, athletes standing or kneeling or doing the Colin Kaepernick thing during the national anthem is still an issue. So the U.S. soccer team yesterday, or the U.S. soccer organization, said that all of their athletes and coaches must stand, no exceptions. They're taking the stance that the NBA has. It's now written into the rules of conduct and into players' contracts. So, and the NBA is really the first organization that was very clear about that, too, from the beginning. And so now Megan Rapinoe, who is a U.S. pro soccer player, she was one of the ones who knelt in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. She now says that she will respect the new rules. She will not be protesting the anthem anymore.
And well, didn't Colin Kaepernick say he wasn't going to do it anymore, too?
He did.
Did we have that last week?
Yeah, because he needs a job.
He needs a job,
All right, well, there you go. All right, Jen, what's the story with the Cubbies?
All right, the Cubbies, I love them. Not only are their ticket prices going up, but their Cubs players are doing something really nice to help raise money for cancer research. The Chicago Cubs held their third annual Respect Bald event in Arizona on Saturday. The players, the manager, Joe Madden, and fans had their heads shaved to raise money to support pediatric cancer research. And as noted on the Cubs site, fans had a chance to donate $100 to have their heads shaved with the players. Would you do that? They raised more than $68,000, and many photos were posted on social media from the teams and the players. And it's just kind of a fun thing. A couple of stories that were shared. One of the players said, so proud to get my head shaved in support of our Respect Ball Day in camp and pediatric cancer. Even prouder to hear my son Zion pay his own money to have his head shaved as well. So really cool stuff.
Right.
Very cool.
That's good news. Thank you for that. 50 minutes after the hour, 10 before the new hour.
Hey,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
All right, 53 after the hour now, as the Good Day overview of what's happening in the world happens. The happenings of Uri Geller are the focus and subject of our attention when he joins us every week at this time. I like having my connection. Uri actually taught me about the app, WhatsApp, and so he and I are constantly chatting, or I'm getting things back and forth from him. And so the news this week, or at least part of the conversation anyway, is the publication in the English paper, The Mirror, about all of these celebrity spies that over the years have allegedly, and I don't know if this is proof positive that they were actually enlisted to be a spy. You were enlisted to be a spy, in a manner of speaking, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's after I've been tested by the CIA in the early 70s. And, you know, it was really interesting that when they got me out of Israel, they basically did a deal with the Mossad, because I did some things for the Mossad, and the Mossad were so bewildered that they wanted to know how, what are the mechanics, what is that mind power that I use. And they couldn't, they didn't have the right either scientist or computerized apparatus to test me. So they wanted to hear from the CIA what they thought about my powers or energies or abilities, call it whatever. So when I go to Palo Alto, to Stanford Research Institute, I was never told that this was a CIA operation. I thought that I'm being tested by some nice American scientists. But it, of course, it would be all these nice American scientists like Dr. Hal Puthoff, who was assigned as a naval officer to NSA, to the National Security Agency, they didn't tell me for a long time, even when I was tested by headquarters in Langley, Virginia, by a CIA scientist called Kit Green, who wanted to test my powers long distance. And scientists in Palo Alto kind of lied to me that, that this is just another colleague. I had no idea that the phone call came directly from CIA headquarters. And I was asked to describe what Kit Green was holding thousands of miles away from California. And just to remind you, there were no mobile phones then. There was no internet. There was Instagram. There was no Twitter. So it was just an old-fashioned phone, and I had to read his mind, and I just had to draw what I was getting from him. And he was holding a book, and I drew exactly what's in the book. And what freaked him out was the word that he wrote on that page. He wrote the word architectural, and I got the same word.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting to look at this list also of foreign-born actors and actresses? Cary Grant is on the list as having been a spy. Frank Sinatra was a spy, supposedly because he was connected to the mafia. You're on there. I thought that's actually a pretty good picture of you. It's in the article. And Julia Child? Good Lord. Who is she spying for?
Isn't that amazing?
I know.
Now, I'll tell you why they did all this. Of course, every and any, agency, secret agency, like, let's say, MI5 or MI6 or CIA or National Security Agency or ARPA or Mossad, they recruit famous people because famous people can open doors.
Right.
Famous individuals, celebrities, can penetrate almost anywhere. They'll be happily accepted, let's say, to the Kremlin, or mingle around Russian diplomats. And if they have a task, they will execute that task. So celebrities open doors, get faster to information that otherwise will not be available.
Errol Flynn, I had forgotten how he was. He was a notorious womanizer and also anti-Semitic. He was no holds barred when it came to him. Greta Garbo is on the list. My heavens. And Noel Coward, who was a famous writer. Houdini was a spy. I'm just going through some of the...
That's another great story. We'll talk about it maybe next time, how Houdini spied for certain intelligence agencies.
Yep. And Ian Fleming, who wrote the James Bond. But yeah, okay. Fascinating list. Did you post it at erikgeller.com, that list?
I will. My webmaster will put it on in the coming hour.
All right. Check up Uri's website. Check it out. Uri Geller, URIGELLER, erikgeller.com. Uri, thank you. Have a great weekend. 59 after.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.